Up to now, more than 1,400 American troops have been killed during the war in Iraq. And President Bush is now expected to propose an increase in the benefits paid to their families. According to a Pentagon spokesman, the plan would increase the tax-free benefit, death benefit, to $100,000. There would also be an increase in life insurance benefits from $250,000 up to $400,000. NPR's Vicki O'Hara covers the military and joins us now. And Vicki, just for purposes of comparison here, what's the current death benefit for troops that are killed in combat zones?
Well, it sounds pretty low. It's only about $12,500. But, you know, you should know that at the time of the first Persian Gulf War in 1991, it was only $3,000. That figure was increased in 2003 to $6,000. And that was largely in recognition of the disparity between the payments to the families of those killed on September 11th and payments made to combat soldiers who were killed in action.
And now this dramatic increase to $100,000 and then this extra $150,000 of life insurance.
Yes, and the White House is certainly stepping forward to make the case for doing something more for military families. But the White House really wasn't out front on this. That came from the state level. Various governors, including Bill Richardson of New Mexico, had taken action at their level to do something for military families in terms of higher cash death benefits. But there's also a lot of concern about this on Capitol Hill, not only because of the stress of the war in Iraq on military families, the extended deployments, but also the fact that they're having some trouble recruiting people for the Marines and the Army who provide the bulk of the forces in Iraq. So members of Congress have been talking about various ways to increase incentives to attract people not only to join the military, but to stay in the armed forces, or at least to stay in the reserves.
Strange to think that somebody would choose to join the military because of the size of the death benefit, but I suppose it's something that you would have to consider at this point if you were signing up.
Well, you know, military families get a variety of packages, you know, to help them. They get housing allowances and so forth. So, you know, the death benefit is only part of it. But when you have an extended conflict like the one we have in Iraq, the stresses on military families are just untold. And I think that both at the White House and on Capitol Hill, there is a lot of concern that something needs to be done.
And just very briefly, who's eligible for this increase as it's going to be proposed here?
It's retroactive to October 2001, so that means everyone who's fought in Iraq and Afghanistan so far and been killed is eligible. In future conflicts, a combat zone would be designated by the Secretary of Defense.
And this proposal will be part of the President's budget request, which is coming up?
Yes, it will, and that request is going to go to Congress next week, and this portion of it will be discussed at a hearing today by the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Vicki, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Vicki O'Hara, and we'll mention that there are currently more than 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq.